So you can see up here that all I've got to do is press end recording when I'm ready to end the recording. So I'm going to record this right now. You're going to see me record it. If you want to skip this and you don't want to watch the show, you don't want to watch how I do it, then you can just skip to the part where I then take you to the end. So if you look in the comments in the description underneath this training video, I will, once I finish recording, I will put the times that I'm actually delivering the training, so you can see if you want to go to that time and skip what I'm about to share, you can. And then I'm just going to edit this so that all this bit is out and all I'm left with is my recording for the show. Okay. All right. If you're sticking around though, enjoy. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the 1 Year No Fear podcast, where we dive into all things branding, building your brand and being fearlessly visible. Today, we're diving into how to deal with trolls and spammers as you build your brand. I'm Sammy Blindell, your host. And if you love the 1 Year No Fear episodes, then hit that subscribe button so that you're the very first to hear about my new episodes each and every week. So today, let's talk about trolls and spammers and what you can do to deal with them in the best way as you build your brand. But before we get into how to deal with them, let's first talk about what they are and why they do what they do, so that you understand that this is not personal. It's not about you. You can mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually release any attachment that you have to anything that they say to you at any point. You are completely in control. So first of all, let's talk about trolls. A troll is someone who deliberately posts offensive or provocative comments or messages with the pure intention of causing disruption or creating an argument. A spammer, on the other hand, is someone who repeatedly posts unsolicited messages or adverts in an attempt to promote their own product or service. That's it. So if you've played small, if you've hidden in the shadows, or if you've remained invisible because you are worried about what other people will think or say or what they'll do when you start talking about your business, you can now release any thoughts or feelings attached to that because you now know it's not about you. Trolls and spammers engage in negative behavior on social media for a variety of reasons. They might be seeking attention or causing disruption. They might be promoting their own agenda, or simply because they enjoy being provocative or malicious. Some people are just like that. Trolls, for example, they may deliberately post an inflammatory or an offensive comment to elicit a reaction from other people. And that then enables them to continue to engage in arguments. It enables them to harass people who then respond to their posts. You've probably seen this happen. They may also create fake accounts or use pseudonyms to hide their true identity, making it harder for others to hold them accountable for their behavior. Spammers, on the other hand, they might use social media platforms to promote scams. They might be advertising fake products or services, or they might be spreading malware or some awful virus. They might be trying to get into your Facebook account or hack somebody else's account. They might use automated tools to generate large numbers of messages or posts so that they can target specific users with a personalized message in an attempt to trick them into clicking on a link or providing personal information. You've maybe clicked on a link before and found yourself on the other end of something like that. And maybe that scared you. Maybe that created some fear. Maybe that created a little traumatic reaction that has now really stopped you from being as visible as you could be. But overall, the motivations behind these negative behaviors from these other people, whether on social media or whatever platform you're using, I mean, it can often vary so widely as to why they'd be doing it. But the most possible reason is that they're seeking attention. They want to cause harm, they want to disrupt something, or they have something to achieve as some kind of personal gain. And you'll probably never find out what that is, but just detach yourself from it. The key is not to engage with them, because the energy and vibration of your brand is way more important than a few shitty little comments. The impact that you can make on people is way more important than taking time out from helping them to focus and concentrate on the very people that don't deserve your time and don't deserve your energy. And they certainly don't deserve you to be vibrating in their direction. I get loads of comments that are spam. I'm very fortunate, touch wood, that I haven't had to deal with any trolls. I think I had one negative comment once on one of my videos and I laughed at it and said, yes, I've got a troll. It means that I've now stood for something, right? And I made such a joke out of it that they didn't comment anymore because I hadn't fed them with what they wanted to, right? So I if I ever do get comments, of course I get spam. If you allow it to, it will drive you crazy. The amount of posts that I'll put out, I post an article every single day for our How to Build a Brand resource. So every day, I guarantee on at least one of my posts, there will be a little comment underneath that says, oh, you're so beautiful. And I love the content that you're putting out. Can we be friends? You know, and I just delete them and then block them. But we're going to talk about how you can go through that process. But I think the most important thing is how you think and how you feel about this. It's not about the actual thing that they do. It's about the attachment that you create to it. And I've got a beautiful example, actually. A few weeks ago, my husband and I, we were watching the Elvis movie. I don't know if you've seen the Elvis movie, but we were watching it a few weeks ago. And in it, there's a classic line that was just too good for me not to write it down. And I put it on my notes and I look at it all the time. And it just reminds me of just how important it is to be able to not attach yourself to anything like this. So here's the quote. To achieve truly great things, you'll need to make truly great sacrifices. I'll say that again because I fluffed it up. To achieve truly great things, you'll need to make truly great sacrifices. Take that in for a moment. In this instance, because we're talking about trolls and spammers, to achieve the great impact that you want to achieve, you are going to need to sacrifice your invisibility. I'm going to say that again. To achieve the great impact that you want to make, the thing you're going to need to sacrifice is your invisibility. It's going to have to go. All of us here must sacrifice that invisibility. Visible is about being credible in a way, when you're building a brand, of course, that connects with the audience. That because you are visible, that builds up the credibility around you. The credibility is what has other people then talking about you. Now you know you've got a brand because other people are talking about you when you're not there. They're referring you. They're saying how brilliant you are and what they got out of working with you. So the more visible you are, the more credible you'll become. And visibility comes with very interesting benefits, such as trolls and spammers that might make comments on what you're doing. But it's just so small in comparison to the impact that you can make. These little comments are insignificant in comparison to the impact that you can have on someone else's life if you detach yourself from the situation and you understand that this is not personal. Of course, you might not like it. Of course, you might not feel comfortable even thinking about the possibilities or all the what ifs they do it, or, you know, the what if they do, what if they don't. You can program so many what ifs into your mind that will stop you, will disable you, will even paralyze you from being visible. You might even be afraid of it. But to say you don't like it, or to say that you don't feel comfortable with it, or to say that you're afraid of it, it gives meaning to it. And as soon as you give meaning or emotion to something, you commit to an action or an inaction that will create a ripple effect. That ripple effect can either create positive change in your life and for the lives of others, or it can create a ripple of pain that can quite often then turn into a tsunami of trauma. If that trauma isn't caught early enough, it could quite possibly lead you to then develop a whole banquet of fears that hold you hostage and hold you in this paralyzing pattern of procrastination, forcing you to place way smaller than you have the potential to impact, to achieve, and to serve until you eventually call it out. In this case, it's making yourself invisible so that you don't stand out or that you don't get picked on. But you know that if you want to build a brand that makes a huge impact, you're going to have to be visible. You know, if you're going to have to be visible, then you're going to have to make the impact through your brand in the way that only you can make it, and get rid of any of these fears or anxieties or stresses about what if someone doesn't like it, or what if they say something and I don't know how to deal with it. You've just got to get rid of all of that crap, because now is the time to call it out. If you've got any shizzle that's holding itself in your body that's stopping you from being visible, then you've got to get rid of it. If you're going to soar, then you have to release all the baggage that's weighing you down, and you've got to do it once and for all. So if spammers and trolls are one of the things that's holding you back, or other people's opinions, or feeling enough, being enough, knowing enough, if any of those things are lurking, then you need to detach your emotions from it and just delete any comments or hooks or baits. You know, they're trying to hook you in, they're trying to bait you in, and you've got to just delete them. First of all, delete them physically from your mind, right? Emotionally and mentally and physically from your mind, just delete. A bit like Men in Black, boop. you've just been booped, it's gone, right? So you can physically, mentally, and emotionally and spiritually, if it's holding itself in that place, you can delete it. And you can also delete it physically as well, because you've got control over your account. So if you want to, you can physically delete them as well without any feeling to it, because all that is an admin task. You just have to see it as an admin task. You could even, if you want to, get an admin person to delete anything like that so that you never have to revisit it and you don't have to see any of the negative comments, because they are low vibrational admin tasks. They're $5 tasks. And you are worth way more than that. You are worth too much to be focused on little shitty $5 tasks that are low vibration, that take you out of lane. You need to be in lane. So now that we've talked about what they do and why they do it, let's now consider a few choices of how you can handle it fearlessly in future, so that you can confidently build your brand, happily navigate any negatives that happen with zero attachment of emotion, and you can focus on serving the 1 million instead of fighting the one. I'm going to say that again because that's important. You can focus on serving the 1 million instead of fighting the one. So the first thing you can do, you can simply ignore them, not engage with them. And this is often the best approach, as it avoids giving them any attention. If they're looking for attention, and they probably are looking for attention, poor things, then don't feed them with that. Don't feed them. You know, there's that story about the two wolves. Don't feed the wolf that is creating the negativity. Feed the wolf that is always positive. Another thing you can do, if the behavior continues, if it persists, if you're delivering a live stream, for example, and people are commenting on it and they're putting negative comments on, you can report them, you can block them. You can go to the social media platform and block them, which will prevent them from being able to see any of your content. They won't be able to message you. They won't be able to do any of that. You know, but the thing is, they're usually professional spammers. They're usually professional trolls. So while reporting them can result in their account being suspended or even banned, doesn't mean that they won't then set up a new profile and do it again. But that's going to take them time to do that. So, you know, just remember, it's a $5 admin job. So it's not even that. If you've got a tribe and you invite a member from your community to be a part of what you're creating and say, hey, I'm going to go live at this time. If you're really concerned about it, I'm going to go live at this time. If you see anybody put a negative comment, obviously, if somebody said, you know, I don't understand or something like that, then you want to answer that. You want to, you know, be the best demonstration of your brand and be able to respond to that in the moment, or to be able to say, hey, look, I've seen your question. that's just come in. We haven't got time to answer that today because I've got a lot to get through, but I promise you I will create you a video and I will answer that question for you after we've finished this. So you don't have to answer things immediately either. You can gracefully protect yourself. You can put graceful boundaries around yourself and you could have someone monitoring it for you and they could be an admin within your account. They can be deleting comments so that they don't show up and that nobody else sees them so that you can stay in that high vibration of service all the time. Of course, if you don't have somebody that's monitoring that, if they keep doing it, then another way to avoid being targeted, of course, is to keep your profile and keep your content private. Yes, that means that only people that you know and trust will be able to see your posts and interact with you. But I don't think this is an option. If you are a thought leader, if you're a change maker, if you're an influencer, if you want to make a difference, if you want to make sure that your brand reaches people far and wide, then that is not an option. You want your profiles to be as public as possible. And you don't want to have one profile that's for you personally and another profile that's for the business, because if you're an influencer, if you're a change maker, then you're a personal brand and therefore you are the business. So having two sides of your life actually diminishes trust rather than builds it. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I am who I am and I love business. I thrive when I'm talking about brand. If somebody doesn't want me to be talking about that and they're not a good enough friend that I can support them in their business and they can support me in mine, then I don't want them in my profile anyway. They can catch up with me at funerals and weddings or whenever I see them. But if they're not in support, if they're not like a 10 out of 10 supporter for what I'm doing and I can't be a 10 out of 10 support for them, there's just no point in having them in the profile. There's no point in having them there. And just see it that way, right? It's not personal. This is business. Business is personal if you make it personal. You can choose which parts of your business are personal, but I think social media is about being social. It's about bringing your whole self to the conversation. If you can't bring your whole self to the conversation, then it's probably not the right medium for you. So let's imagine that you are going to have to flex your resilience muscle and that you are going to come up against some people that might say some things that don't resonate with what you're doing, or they intentionally try and harm you or damage your reputation in some way with the things that they're posting. Well, I want you to just set the intention right now that you are fearlessly, relentlessly, consistently, persistently, confidently, formidably, and courageously going to be as visible as you can possibly be. Because when you create a ripple effect of positivity, it drowns out any shit. It means that you're able to reach as many people as possible in a way that it drowns any negativity out. Like they just can't keep up. They couldn't post enough that could do any damage, because what you're putting out there is so positive that everybody loves what you're saying. You know, I suppose it's a case of if you go out there and you are intentionally being controversial, or you've got a message where you're stamping down on something, or you're sharing something that you know is going to cause a stir, then you're inviting that to be part of your brand, aren't you? That's the energy that you're putting out there about your brand. But if you are the kind of brand that is loving and supporting and nurturing, and you can be straight talking, but you're loving from a place of kindness, then you'll very rarely get anybody that can say or do things that are negative, because love and compassion and kindness are too high a vibration. They've got nothing that they can hook onto. So decide what kind of brand you want to be and go out there and be fearless in the way that you be the best demonstration of what that means to build a brand in that way. Now, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found this information useful. I'd love to know if it's helped you to think differently about how you're going to be fearlessly visible in future. And join me next time for branding tips and advice. Remember, you can follow me on YouTube at How to Build a Brand. You can subscribe to our 1 Year No Fear podcast for more great content. And as always, I want to leave you with this question before I go. What is really holding you back from being more visible? If you love this episode, I'd love you to think right now about someone that you can share it with. Make it your mission to leave a positive, fearless footprint on the planet today. and be that ripple that you wish to see in the world. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you on the next show. So there you go. I've just recorded the podcast version of this live stream. So I can export the audio file from here. But what I am now going to do, that was for the podcast version, because obviously if I'm sitting playing around with the banners, then that's going to interrupt with the podcast recording. So I'm now going to record the same kind of content, the same version, but I'm going to this time use it to put the banners on there as well. Okay, so this is one that I'm going to record separately, and then I'm going to break this up, and I'll put the audio version will become the podcast, and the video version will become my YouTube channel content. Hello and welcome to today's show. Today we are talking about how to deal with trolls and spammers as you build your brand. Now we're going to dive into this in quite some depth, but I've got some tips that I'm going to share with you that will help you to hopefully feel better about it. Like if you're stressed about what if I get trolls, or what if somebody spams the comments as I'm talking, I can create this video right now. What if somebody puts a negative comment underneath it? So I'm going to share with you some of the ways that I handle that as I'm building my brand, and how I navigate my thinking and my thought processes and my emotions around it, because that's ultimately the biggest thing that is going to hold you back, and that is to get emotionally attached or to worry or be in anxiety or fear around what if it happens, because what ifs, they can drive you insane. Now, before we continue, I want you to hit the subscribe button right now so that you're the first to hear about my new episodes and training that come out. We've got the How to Build a Brand YouTube channel, which I'm speaking to you on right now. But we also have the 1 Year No Fear podcast. And that podcast is about being fearlessly visible, being fearlessly seen as you create your brand strategy, as you go out there and you build your brand fearlessly. So if there's anything that comes up for you as you start navigating building your brand and you get nervous or you get into fear at any time, go across to the One Drop channel, which is 1 Year No Fear podcast channel, which is all part of One Drop Movement. I have two businesses, very confusing, I know. So we've got One Drop Movement, just very quickly, which is to explain that now. One Drop Movement is for business owners and entrepreneurs that are thinking about building something that's way bigger than a business. You're thinking about creating a ripple effect. You are going to be the one drop, and the ripple of impact that you create will likely become a global movement or building a global community. So that's all about building a global brand, something that you as the influencer will be guiding and driving. So One Drop Movement is that side of things. Once you've then worked out what kind of a brand it is you want to build and what message you want to say and how you're going to get that out to the world, then we have How to Build a Brand. So it's, I now know what it is that I'm building. Now I need to know how to go and build that as a brand. That's why we've got the two separate organizations, two separate businesses. So now I've explained that. Let's get back to the training. What we're going to do is we're going to dive into how to deal with those trolls if they do come up. So the first thing that we're going to dive into is, what are trolls and what do they do? And why do they do it ultimately? Well, the first thing that I want to dive into here is that usually they will do that because they are looking for attention. They're looking to disrupt. They're looking to cause an argument. They're looking for banter. They want you to hook into it. They want you to bite, so that they can then really create an argument or controversy. They want to cause something within you. They want to tap into your fears and your insecurities to force you to step up and start arguing back at them. I say step up, actually, I would say it's a step down, to get into that well of vindictiveness and nastiness and low vibrational energy. They want you to climb into the well with them and sit in there and get into it with them. Spammers, on the other hand, they're usually just promoting something of their own. They're doing it for their own gain. So it's more of a physical gain for a spammer and more of a mental gain for a troll. So the difference between them, they are very different things. You might have experienced spammers when they'll put something underneath a post that you put out. I get it all the time. I get people that will, usually men, responding on my posts, and they'll say, "Oh, you're beautiful. I love your smile. Can we be friends? A friend requested you, but you haven't accepted it yet. Can you know, blah, blah, blah." Well, I just go through and I just block them immediately. I've got no physical or emotional or spiritual or mental connection to those people that do that. It means nothing to me. It doesn't even enter my head. I don't pay attention to it, because the minute that you add any feeling to it, the minute that you have an emotion around it, the minute that you create a meaning to what it is that they've said, is the minute that you're now on that low vibration with them. So stay in high vibration. You are a high vibrational, beautiful being of light that has a message to give to the world. You are a champion of the people that you serve. And whilst ever you're at that vibration, you can't afford to get into this lower vibration. Do not climb into the well with them. So something that I saw on a movie recently, we watched Elvis, the movie, my husband and I, and there was a statement, there was a line that was said, and I had to pause the video. And, you know, when you have to pause something and really think on it and type it in, I put it into my notes. And it said this: to achieve truly great things, you'll need to make truly great sacrifices. In this instance, the sacrifice that you are going to have to make if you want to be an influencer, if you want to get out there and make your difference and make your ripple of impact in the world, you are going to have to sacrifice being invisible. You can't be invisible if you're going to be a movement maker, a change maker, a ripple maker, a brand builder, an influencer, a thought leader that goes out there and really not just creates a ripple, but creates an enormous wave of change, either in your industry or for the people that you're serving. If you're going to become a speaker, if you're going to step up and share your message with the world, if you're going to take your gift and turn that into your purpose and own your lane with that and be highly visible, take your value out to the world and step into the identity of being somebody that gives so much of a fuck about people that you serve. You care so much about them that anything else is drowned out. Like, you turn the volume up on how you can serve and you turn that volume down on any shit that could happen while you're in the process of serving. So you're going to have to get used to the fact that to be visible, you will have to trade invisibility, right? I believe there's safety in numbers. One of the things that I hear from my members, my Ripple Makers Mastermind members all the time, and my brand builders, is, "Oh, but what if someone says something and it challenges me?" Well, so what? What if I'm not good enough? What if what I share isn't good enough? Or what if I forget my content while I'm in the middle of talking? The people that are on the other end, like, out of a million people, there might be 4 or 5 people that are trolls or spammers, right? And what you've got to remember is that when you focus on the one and you focus on fighting the one, you're then taking your attention from serving the million. Like, there's a million people out there that need you right now, at least a million people. And as you serve them, you might get one in a million. So for every million people that you serve, there's one person that, if you give your attention to them, you're taking your attention off of the people that really deserve it. I once had I've got a great example of this. I once had this teacher who said, You've got to start using email marketing. This is when I had my design agency many years ago. You've got to start using email marketing. And I was like, yeah, I know everyone else is doing it. I know I've got to start using it. And they challenged me. They said, right, you know, you're going to just get 100 people, take 100 people out of everyone that you know, create a list of 100 people and send that list an email. So I went and researched the technology. I signed up for the technology. I got all these 100 people that I'd met through networking or business events. So there were people that I knew. So I felt very safe in sending them an email. So I put 100 in there. I actually think there was 104. I have a memory around that because my lucky number is 4. So I think I added 4 to it. So I did 104. And I got, there were three or four, actually. It was really interesting now, me thinking on this now. There were 3 or 4 people came back and said, remove me from your list. I didn't ask to be added to your list. You know, I think it's horrible that you've added me to this list. Please delete me immediately or whatever. You know, and they weren't nice in the way that they said it. And that frightened me so much because at that time, I cared so much about what people thought of me that I literally was crushed by those 3 or 4 responses. I didn't send out another email for nearly 2 years because of the fear of what would people think of me if I did that again. And then I was at a conference 2 years after I sent this email, and this is why it's got a 2-year timeline. So I was at a conference about 2 years later, and Dan Kennedy, who's like the grandfather, the godfather of email marketing, he was there and he was talking about email marketing, and I'm listening to him and I'm thinking, yeah, well, it's all right for you because, you know, all of the disassociations with it, it's all right for you because, you know, you're great at it and I'm not. And I was really like comparing myself to this. And then at the end, I thought, no, you know what? I'm going to go up and ask him because he invited people to go and ask questions. So I go up and I say to him, you know, like this email marketing thing, I know that it's good for other businesses, but I tried it a couple of years ago and it didn't work. And he said, all right, well, tell me what happened. So I told him what happened. And he said, how selfish are you? And it really took me back. I took a step back. I said, sorry. I wasn't expecting him to say that. He said, how selfish are you? You sent it to 104 people. Only 4 of them asked you to remove them from the list. How did you serve the other 100? Shit. He said, there's 100 people that were sat there 2 years ago who were happy to receive it, who would have loved to have continued receiving your support and advice and your guidance and on how to do whatever it is that you do in your industry. And yeah, maybe some of those, they might have got fed up with the emails you're sending and you might have had 3 or 4 more. He said, but even if that went down to 10% of that list and you were communicating with 10 people every single time you sent an email out that made a difference to them, that's 10 more lives you could have made an impact on. You have no idea what else they would have bought from you, how many other people they would have told about you, and all the other magic that could have come from just those 10 people out of 104 that would have happily helped you to build your brand and would have been ambassadors for you. And I was just so taken aback by it. And I thought, my God, you are so right. And I went back and I immediately started emailing people again. And now when someone unsubscribes from my email list, I love it because I think, great, you are somebody that I'm not wasting my time, emotions, energy, or money on. Right? You go find the person that's right for you. I'm only interested in serving those that I can make a difference to and that we're a good match for each other. And so from that perspective, I had to sacrifice being invisible, and I had to sacrifice the emotions and meaning that I was giving to people unsubscribing or people saying what they were. I had to disassociate myself with that because I'm not focused on those kind of low vibrational comments. I haven't got time for them. I don't know how long I'm going to live. And if I spend even 1 minute focused on that, that's another minute that I'm going to regret having taken that away from the people that really deserve it. So you're going to have to make sacrifices. Make that decision about what you are willing to sacrifice to make that change that you want to make in people's lives. If you're going to soar, you are going to have to release all the baggage that's weighing you down. You cannot continue to fly and fly and fly if you're constantly having to balance with the positive and the negative and the positive and the negative and the what ifs and the, you know, how can I's. you know, this is something that you need to feel like you must do. Like if I feel like I must go and make that impact, if I feel like I was born to do something bigger and greater, if I feel like I was meant to be the voice of change for this thing that I have a voice for, this message that I have inside me that is burning to get out, then I have to choose the message. And the other thing about it is when you disattach meaning and emotion from it, what you also do is you put yourself focused on the audience instead of focused on yourself. The minute that you give meaning and attachment to it, you start going inwards and you start reflecting. Did I say something? Could I have done something to have offended them? It doesn't matter. If somebody is offended by what you say, that's their problem, not yours, right? It's their problem, not yours. So the other tip that I want to give you is you can choose to ignore them. You can choose not to engage with them because they are doing it for attention. But if you ignore them, or if you have an admin who's sitting there as you're, if you're doing it live, for example, you know, you can pay $5 to an admin to sit there and make sure that they're also logged into your account. And if somebody puts something negative, they can be deleting them the minute, the second that they appear, they can be bounced straight back out of that comment thread if you're really worried or nervous about it. Personally, I would pay an admin person $5 a day, every day, at the same time every day, just go in and check, remove anything that isn't worth the conversation and the comments. Just remove anything, just, and block them if you want to. So you can remove them, you can block them. So if you are on a certain social media platform, you can take that and you can turn that into something that becomes block, it becomes you know, paralyzing their ability to be able to comment on anything you do in future. But the only thing with that is it doesn't stop them from going and creating another fake account or a fake profile and then doing it again. So like, I'm really a fan of the first tip. The third tip is you could just make everything that you do totally invisible. It can only be visible to the people that you trust, and you only allow people to see the things that you want them to see. But that for me isn't an option. So in my mind, tip three is that you've got to be fearless, unstoppable, relentless, consistent in your message. Be persistent with the way you get it out. Be formidable, be unstoppable. Be somebody that cares about making that difference in the lives of others so much that you haven't got time, energy, or money to be wasting on them, because your time is money. So for every second that you focus on something negative, that's a second that you weren't making an impact. And you get paid for the impact that you make as a speaker or a change maker, a service provider. You get paid when you deliver a service, right? You get paid when you deliver the result, maybe. However it is that you get paid, if you get paid when you show up, and if you get paid when you put courses out, if you get paid when you're making online programs, if you get paid for the results that you help people to make, then you haven't got time to be focused on the people that are making shitty, stupid little comments. Because if they make one comment and you even hook into it, if you bite into it, that's it. They know they've got you, and they'll probably spam you for every time you go live in future. If you do what I did the very first time and only time, fortunately, touch wood, that somebody's ever said something, when I just laughed and I was like, yes, I've got my first troll. It's brilliant. Now I know I really stand for something. Thank you. Thank you to the person that's out there that's trolling me right now. I love you. I am so grateful to you and I'm thankful to you. I feel like 10 men right now. Yes, I finally made it. I've got my own troll. And I made a joke out of it and I took the mickey out of it so much. They didn't get the attention they wanted. Like, they didn't get the argument. I joked about it and I moved on and they never bothered me again. So be consistent and be yourself, because when you're being yourself, they can't attack that, because you being yourself, full and complete and courageous, like there's an armor there. There's an armor that they cannot get through. So guys, if this has been something that has helped you to think a little bit differently today, if you're now thinking, do you know what? I can be fearless and I can go out there and I can build my brand and make a difference to people, then you can follow me. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel, How to Build a Brand. or you can come and join me on the 1 Year No Fear podcast, which is over on Spotify. We're on Amazon. We're on Apple Music. Go into the whatever platform you use, type in 1 Year No Fear and you'll find me. And that's where I talk specifically about being fearless in building a brand, being visible, raising your credibility, using social media, like all the channels that you could use, the things you could create, the things that you do. It's my job. I see my job to be the change maker behind the change makers. So I'm here packing your parachute, reminding you of how bloody brilliant you are and that you don't have freaking time to take on any of that shit from anyone else. Okay. You haven't got time for that shit anymore. I hope that you have enjoyed today's show. And I want to leave you with a question. I always love to ask questions before we go. What is really holding you back from being more visible? If there's anything holding you back other than that, you know, we've covered trolls and spammers today. Like, you can't use that excuse anymore. You can make excuses or you can build a brand. You can make excuses or you can make a difference. You can make an impact and make more income as a result, or you can make yourself as invisible as possible and never make that change, get to the end of your life and fiercely regret not having started now. I really, really hope that there is nothing holding you back. But if there is something holding you back, I'd love to hear about it. You can either put it in the comments below this video or send me a message. If you don't want other people to hear it or to see it, then send me a message. You can contact me on Facebook Messenger. I'm Sammy One Drop Blindell. Or you can contact me on Instagram, Sammy Blindell. You'll find me. So if you send me a message, I will do my very best to respond. I get a lot of messages every day, but I intend to respond to each and every one. So if you've got something that is holding you back, message me about it. Maybe I'll be able to support you in shifting that going forward. Be relentless, be consistent, be persistent in your pursuit of making that impact, that ripple of impact that you and only you were born to make. And go and have an amazing day. I'll see you on the next show. So as you can see, I clap when I want to end things. And the reason I do that is because on the audio, it then creates a spike in the audio. So I'm very quickly able to see where I need to edit. I don't have to listen to the whole thing to find out where it is that I need to edit it. With the first one, you saw I was creating the podcast. I was reading from a script. You'll probably have seen my eyes doing that because I was reading from a script. The second one that I recorded, because it's video, I'm looking straight at the camera. I'm not looking at myself. And you can see the difference, can't you? You can feel the difference on the other end. I'm now looking at myself delivering the video. I'm now looking at the camera. So make sure when you're creating your videos that you're looking at the camera, not looking at yourself. You saw that I was showing the tips and I've got like 7, 8, 9, and 10. I didn't mean to have that on there. But you know what? Perfection is poverty. I'm going to post this video anyway. That doesn't matter to me. What matters more is that I'm making the impact. Remember, perfection is poverty. It will not only keep you poor, because it will stop you from getting things out there quickly and serving people. It will keep the people that you can serve poor as well, because they're not seeing you. So there you go. I've shown you around StreamYard. And using ScreenFlow to record this, I'm now going to hop back to iMovie to pull all this together so that you can then be watching it and getting your training. So I will see you on the other screen. Now I'm going to end the recording.